Thank you and hello everyone. Police have been out in force over the weekend to keep the roadways safe, and as of Saturday night, they had arrested 14 people for driving under the influence in Humboldt County. That was the number collected by the Avoid the 8 program that stands for the 8 law enforcement departments that participated. The maximum enforcement period was to extend through Sunday night. And a happy ending for a missing persons case in McKinleyville. The 84-year-old woman walked away from her McKinleyville home Sunday, and authorities spent the day looking for her. It happened near Lenz Lane in McKinleyville late Sunday afternoon. They found her in good health on the Hammond Trail. Authorities say the woman was suffering from dementia. She was found by an animal control officer. She'd been the object of a CHP Silver Alert, which is the equivalent to an Amber Alert for children. Throughout the state, law enforcement agencies are notified when such cases occur, and she was the object of that Silver Alert. Driving under the influence and driving without seatbelts, it was a deadly combination this weekend for a father and son in Fortuna. It happened July 4th when a 74-year-old man and a 53-year-old son were killed in a one-car crash on Drake Hill Road in Fortuna. Police say the driver, Jackie Martin of San Francisco, was headed south on Ronald Avenue when he reached an intersection with Drake Hill Road. In turning, he lost control of the car and it rolled, and neither father nor son was wearing a seatbelt. Jackie Martin was pronounced dead at the scene, and his father, Thomas Martin of Fortuna, died early the next morning at the hospital. It was the second fatality at that intersection in the last 7 months. A man was killed last December in a similar situation, and DUI suspected in that one as well. Eureka's new city manager has a new idea for a bothersome old problem, those shopping carts you see parked all over the place in the city. They are used by people who borrow them and don't give them back, an unsightly and expensive proposition. Well, now Greg Sparks, the new city manager, said the city is considering a shopping cart ordinance, much as that used in other cities. He talked about his idea on Talk Shop.
They're a blight, and they're a nuisance, and they're an expense to business to lose shopping carts. So we've really have drafted an ordinance that has really three goals. One is we make it illegal to be in possession of a shopping cart off premises of that retailer's property, and allows our police department to basically immediately impound that shopping cart. We don't have to give you a 3-day notice. And then, but even just as important is to make it more difficult for shopping carts to leave property in the first place, some kind of a prevention program.
Greg Sparks said the shopping cart plan should be before the city council by the end of the summer. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Drugs and people under the influence of them. That's all I saw on the shift I spent with Eureka Sergeant Kay Howden. Complex problem, complex solutions, but Chief Andy Mills said it's hard to control crime with a limited staff.
We are down six positions, soon to be seven, and then within several months we could be down an additional three positions due to retirement. So that leaves us 10 short just from vacancies, and then we have another six officers that are injured.
The police force of Eureka has been riddled with injuries and saddled with retirements. They've been recruiting new officers, and Chief Mills said that takes time.
Well, it's tough. Staffing levels, when they're down, we wind up paying more money because we wind up paying overtime to people. The second thing is... When we're operating at minimum staffing levels, all they really have time for is to go call to call, rather than being proactive and getting out in front of problems.
The result, sooner rather than later, more people in police uniform. more people to fight the wave of crime that sometimes seems out of our control. That's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.